PRI, Public Radio International.
Welcome to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm your host, Jim Cunningham. There are two Russian masters on this concert, Sergei Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 1 with Arabella Steinbacher and Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. We'll jump into the fray of the Spanish Civil War with Leonardo Balada's Symphony No. 6, the Symphony of Sorrows, all in the realm of the next 2 hours. This program is dedicated to the memory of Rafael Frubeck de Burgos. It was his last appearance with the Pittsburgh Symphony on November 8, 9, and 10, 2013. Maestro Frubeck de Burgos died on June 11, 2014 in Pamplona, Spain. Maestro Frubeck de Burgos had just turned 80 before these concerts in Pittsburgh. He enjoyed a birthday cake with the orchestra. Everyone signed a card in his honor, and he was presented with a commemorative booklet of the many appearances he'd made at Heinz Hall. He made his debut at the Pittsburgh in February of 1972. This was his 22nd subscription weekend in Pittsburgh, over 62 concerts. Rafael Frubeck de Burgos led the orchestra on tours of Europe, including stops in Spain and in Mexico. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We'll hear Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade in just a few minutes, but first, in recognition of his many nights of music-making at Heinz Hall, Pittsburgh Symphony violist Paul Silver has prepared a tribute to Rafael Frubeck de Burgos.
Tonight, we welcome back to the podium one of our very favorite conductors. This man has enjoyed a relationship with us, and as an orchestra, this isn't always the case. We have enjoyed the relationship with him for 42 years. Maestro Frubeck always brings to us, yes, I think that deserves some applause. Maestro Frubeck always brings to us an integrity and a commitment to music making that goes to the heart of what a symphony orchestra is really about. And it's for those traits, as well as others, that we love him and, just as importantly, respect him. As a token of our esteem and friendship, earlier this week we presented the maestro with a commemorative book, the words and pictures of which chronicle our more than four-decade-long collaboration. I know that you, our music-loving Pittsburgh audience, join with us here on stage in wishing Maestro Frubeck a happy 80th birthday, continued good health, and many, many more visits to our city and to our symphony. Thank you.
Pittsburgh Symphony violist Paul Silver with a tribute to our guest conductor, Rafael Frubeck de Burgos. In the midst of the winter of 1887, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov had his hands full. His good friend, Alexander Borodin, who was a fellow member of the famed group of Russian composers dubbed the Five, had passed away earlier that year, leaving his unfinished opera and magnum opus, Prince Igor, in Rimsky-Korsakov's care. While he'd already been suffering from an almost 8-year-long creative drought, Rimsky-Korsakov now had the problem of both finishing and orchestrating a work that even Borodin had admitted possessed too little drama and no movement at points. But as he labored over Borodin's epic tale of a devastating war between Eastern nomadic peoples and princes of old, Rimsky-Korsakov began to think of an Orient-inspired work of his own. Thus began what would grow into the magnificent symphonic poem Scheherazade, a musical retelling of stories from the Arabian Nights that remains, to this day, one of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's most popular pieces. With its lush melodies and fantastic setting, Scheherazade transports its listeners to a brilliant fairy tale land, one of great beauty and mystery. But according to Maestro Rafael Frubeck de Burgos, Scheherazade is more than a simple flash of orchestral color.
First of all, it's one of the best orchestrated pieces in the repertoire. And second, it's full of great ideas. And it's full of invention. I think it's a great piece.
Here is Rafael Frubeck de Burgos to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, Scheherazade.
Thank you.
That was the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with guest conductor Rafael Frubeck de Burgos. You heard Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. The soloist was the concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Noah Bendix-Bowgley. Scheherazade was first performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony on April 22, 1928, at Oakland's Syria Mosque. Rafael Frubeck de Burgos enjoyed making music up until his last moments on the 11th of June, 2014. This program is presented in his memory. I had a chance to talk to him about his long career and work with the Pittsburgh Symphony.
I am grateful to be 80 and woke up in the morning and come and conduct a great orchestra. What could you ask more?
And then of the many artists that you've worked with and the composers that you've crossed paths with, could you remember one or two? I know we've talked about your connection to Carl Orff, for example, but who else sticks out with special pleasure in your memory?
From the violinist, it would be Milstein. We were very good friends, and I thought he was the greatest virtuoso of all times. Very interesting and great virtuoso. The greatest, probably, of all times.
So, Milstein, who else comes to mind? Just a few more.
Well, I remember Rubinstein. Of course, I conducted with him in several occasions. And I remember our great singers in Spain, Victoria de los Ángeles, Caballé, Placido Domingo, Alfredo Kraus, etc., etc.
And the composers that you've worked with from Spain, you must have known Rodrigo?
Of course. I did a premiere of some of his works. For instance, I did in the Hollywood Bowl the premiere with Pepe and Ángel Romero. I did the premiere of the Concierto Madrigal.
So what was Rodrigo like? I never will have a chance to meet him.
Incredible man again. Very witty, like his music.
Joaquin Rodrigo, Artur Rubinstein, Placido Domingo, Victoria de los Ángeles, Montserrat Caballé, Nathan Milstein, and the Pittsburgh Symphony. Just a few of the many artists remembered with special pleasure by Rafael Frubeck de Burgos. Still to come from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio and Maestro Frubeck, the first violin concerto by Sergei Prokofiev, and the Pittsburgh premiere of the Symphony No. 6 by Frubeck de Burgos' friend and collaborator Leonardo Ballada. Jim Cunningham with you. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony, resident conductors Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymor. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website, with archive concerts available on demand and 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Take a moment, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it will help read concert programs in low light. It's handy to magnify the small print of compact disc booklets. You can get one free while they last with the radio guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, and photographs of some of our soloists this season. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and much more. It's all free right to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org, or you'll find the website at psoradio.org. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this concert. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.